For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Place 12 monkeys in a room. Place a ladder in the middle of the room. Hang a bunch of bananas from the ceiling over the ladder. Leave the room and watch through a two-way mirror. When the first monkey starts climbing the ladder, seeking bananas, whack the monkey with a broomstick. Whack additional monkeys as necessary to prevent them from reaching the bananas. Continue this effort until the monkeys begin stopping one another from climbing the ladder. Remove one of the original 12 monkeys and replace with a monkey who has never been whacked with a broom. Watch as the original monkeys keep the newbie from climbing the ladder. Replace the original monkeys one by one. Watch as a room full of unwhacked monkeys keep one another from the ladder and the bananas, even though none of them know the original reason to refrain. Observe the perfect example of the mechanism of drug war in action. And now this from the Houston Chronicle. Bush stops short of cutting... U.S. says Venezuela no longer an ally in the war on drugs. President Bush has taken Venezuela off his list of allies in the war on drugs, saying that President Hugo Chavez spurned anti-drug cooperation with U.S. officials and fired its effective law enforcement officers. But the White House waived the cuts in U.S. foreign aid usually attached to the decertification so that it can continue to support pro-democracy groups in Venezuela that oppose the leftist Chavez. Bush's decision is expected to sharply exacerbate already bitter U.S.-Venezuelan relations roiled by Washington's charges that Chavez is promoting subversion around the hemisphere and the Venezuelan president's allegations that Bush is out to kill him. And now this from MSN News. Chief Justice William Rehnquist has gone to that great courtroom in the sky, but most folks forget that between 1972 and the end of 1981, William Rehnquist consumed great quantities of the potent sedative hypnotic Placidil. So great was Rehnquist's Placidil habit, dependency, or addiction, depending on how you regard long-term drug use, that by the last quarter of 1981 he began slurring his speech in public, became tongue-tied while pronouncing long words, and sometimes had trouble finishing his thoughts. The Rehnquist story deserves an airing, if only to illustrate the ugly double standards that excuse extreme drug use by the powerful and condemns to draconian prison terms the guy who purchases his drugs on the street. By 1981, Rehnquist was taking 1,500 milligrams per day. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.